tune in. Billy Black Talk, I'm on angle. Had the stove on night, so I had to turn the flame up. Vision got thick, so I had to switch the game up. I built my own path, I make the lane up. Billy Black Talk, I be on anchor. I know you listen. I know you tuned in, right? Billy Block Talk, I be on anchor. So I had to turn the flame up. I had to switch the game up. I make the lane up. Billy Block Talk, I'm on anchor.
I'm about to tell you where they fuck us up at, because they create controversy between the black people. Like Gucci, for instance, they make the blackface sweater, right? And then they got the black people choosing sides. They like pick a side. You got some black people like, man, I'ma still buy Gucci, fuck it. Then you got some black people burning Gucci like, man, we ain't fucking with Gucci.
No.
They making people pick sides.
I gotta cut you off. Because think about this. Black people, when we do drugs, what we do it? We do a lot of the drugs. When we eat a lot. When we rock Gucci, we rock it a lot. They like, yo, they's gonna run Gucci to the ground.
Yo, I can honestly say, like, Gucci and they was like, have no shelf by you.
I'm telling you, they don't have no shelf by you. These
the
black niggas is gonna run us to the ground.
Like Louis Vuitton or something.
If everybody got Gucci, the price got dropped.
Yeah, it ain't no shelf by you. Like,
that's why they had to make niggas stop wanting it. How we gonna get niggas to? That was their topic. And they meeting, they was like, how can we get these niggas to stop buying it? Because our price got to drop.
And that's what happened with Timberland.
Because we can't make this shit that fast. We only got 100 niggas handcrafting this shit. We're going to have to go to China.
That's what happened to Timberland and Tommy. We're going
to have to go to China.
Same shit.
I don't want to go to China. We're going to be selling fucking Gucci sneaks for $8 like bosses.
Yeah, because that shit ain't nothing now. Niggas starting to buy that shit like it's nothing.
Floyd, like, fuck that shit. I'm running them to the ground. More Gucci, nigga.
Yo,
real shit. Yo. But I'm not going, I don't care. I don't, like, call me what you want to call me, but I'm not going to keep wearing those shirts with press on shit just because you my man and you want me to support you. Like, I be wanting to look good. Like, that shit. Like, yeah, you my man. But you got to upgrade your shit. Like, they be having the shirts, but the shit be pressed on.
And like
dirty. It is hard. But you got to do something to, you know what I mean?
No. Ain't your grandmama ever taught you how to sew patches? Get patches done?
Then that's
patches
what they
is
gotta
better,
do.
Right?
No, they need their stuff embroidered.
Embroidered?
That's when it won't get washed off.
But who won?
People nowadays, they use paint in their printer drum. And they just, what you call them, print it right on their shirt. They iron it on, extra iron on stuff.
But who want to keep wearing shirts with just, like, the logo or something on it? Why not actually, like, make something? You get what I'm saying? You buying shirts, putting shit on them. That shit don't make you want to wear it. It don't make you want to wear it.
What, printed t-shirts?
No, just when you buy shirts and you just print something on it. Like, some of this shit selling because of the name.
Yeah.
Like, it's a couple. Black, it's just a regular.
It's a lot of black owned name brand. You know,
just putting their shit on regular t-shirts.
On
yeah.
Everybody should support them.
But why though? Because it's the same shit. Because
the white people doing the same shit too. So yeah, why are you not supporting the black
people? No, they not. They really designing something.
They doing it through like organization clubs and stuff like that. Cancer walks and all types of stuff like that. That's how they do it, and that's how they sell t-shirts. But they doing it in a way where we could support them and, you know, but get the t-shirts.
Who want to keep wearing a t-shirt?
But that's the start of the brand, though. Once they start getting the funding, the stuff changed, though. Like, my man's, he started off with printing. Now he got him going to the factory, about to get his stuff embroidered. It's not about to be printing no more. All his stuff about to be
popping with the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Now he's going up to another level.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, when I step out, I don't be trying to wear no t-shirt. I like to wear, like, shirts with, like, some shit on it.
Like a shirt. You get what I'm saying?
You like to wear, a well-designed shirt.
I will wear a shirt like that or something. You get what I'm saying?
Nah. Like, he's saying a well-designed shirt. Like, the Italians if love you're,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they styling they shit. Making it fit right. Mm-hmm. That shit really be a...
So you suggesting that black-owned business should do the same thing?
Get more creative.
But they don't got the bread to do that yet.
It don't cost that much bread.
Yes, it do.
No, it don't, because... I know plenty of a person that wanted to make my shirt for $30.
All they gotta do is link up.
What you
how
mean?
How many can they make?
With a sewing machine. Yeah.
However many you need.
Get the bullets out.
Once you get your size, like once you get the sizes and shit, like. She just throw it together.
You don't get the process.
That's why it's a difference between the Italians making things and the Chinese. Mm-hmm. The Chinese just slap shit together.
Yep. And the Italians
take their time and design that shit by hand. Then they hire a couple people to do it.
Yep.
And they got to hold you on like by hand.
Yep.
The Chinese people getting their t-shirts made by the Chinese and they just slapping that shit together. That's why he said his man's going to a factory. Mm-hmm. All they gonna do is just print that shit at a mass production.
That's what I'm saying. But he's saying it like it's show.
But even if you look at everybody in everybody culture and how their culture is, like the Indians, they got good designs, they got good quality of cotton, silk, and all that other stuff. The Italians, they really selling
it because the good cotton come from like Egypt or something.
Don't get me wrong. Martin Luther King was a powerful man because he walked and he spoke a very good speech, and I believe that he was heavenly sent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Malcolm X was right.
Hold on,
if we would have went Malcolm X way, it would have been us against them every time. If it was basketball, it would have been blacks against whites. If it was football, it would have been the blacks against whites. If it would have been economy, it would have been blacks against whites. Who economy is better? Who buildings is better? You know what I mean? We would have drawn the line. We would have drawn the line. We need to come the fuck together. All our brown skin
money.
Listen, man, we need to come back together, man, because that's how it is. That's how it is.
But
get rich. The only shit that's really worthwhile.
It be the people that be up all night long thinking about shit, doing shit, creating shit, writing shit down. Those be the people that be overworkingly themselves, and those are the people that always succeed and become rich. If you don't overwork, that's why they say they take time away from us. Time is precious, because when your time is taken away from you, you can't focus on yourself. You know what I'm saying? So if you gotta go to work, if you got kids, you can't focus on your potential. You can't focus on who you can become in this world, because you gotta focus on the matrix. Working, coming home, taking care of the kids. That's what I call the matrix. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And people that's outside the matrix is the people that's rich. They can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They got people thinking we free, but we not free because we gotta work for this fucking money. Why we gotta work for electric that somebody thought about? Why we gotta work for gas?
We got the sun.
When oil and stuff like that. Why we gotta work for this shit? Why can't we just live? Like, white people, they probably start off, what they start off, I don't fucking know. I don't know where they start off at or how they go to school, but black people, we, our first job is McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, why they gotta be our first fucking job? Yeah, to be some poor white people that fall out the track.
No, but think about it. Their parents can take care of them that they don't have to get a first job. They can focus on school and get all A's.
Why is it poor white people? Why is it?
Because they not white.
Why is it poor white
people?
They
Irish.
Is they making it look like we... Is it? Why is it really poor white people, though?
They not European. They're Irish.
They're Jewish. They're not Jewish.
Peso, I love you.
I get the money, then I invest. Always full of buck on check, on check. This is that purple I sip. Always switching up on kicks, on kicks. My nigga got booked for a brick, a brick. Niggas that real, but they really be fake. Since I was young, I been getting this cake. Niggas fake, they be talking that shit, can't relate. Rather beef with a nigga with heart. Rather eat with a bum than a rat. Take my block off the end up like that. Shit, but I'm not eating her box. Free my niggas that sitting up top. Now this beef ready to shoot at the cops. Salute niggas that trap on the block. Make it bands that they not play your phone. Can't be out here stuck in the way. Probably got shoot it out in broad day. If it's getting old, kids is acting grown. I can't blame them, they probably got no mom. Dad in jail doing life for a crime. Got them fucked up, they can't make their mind. Niggas talking that shit wasting time. Yeah, time to invest. Yeah, I can't waste no time. Yeah, gotta invest. Yeah, I keep the heater on me cause I can go wild any day. Yeah, nigga try me, catch a face. Yeah.
I get the money, then I invest. Always full of up on check, on check. This is that purple I sip. Always switching up on kicks, on kicks. My nigga got booked for a brick, a brick. Niggas that real, but they really be fake. Since I was young, I been getting this cake.
Yeah. Since I'm a young and been getting this cake, I came from the gutter, they was serving my mother. I came from the jets, they don't love one another. When I was in jail, they thought I was a gunner. Flowing the music, I don't feel like I'm gunner. I'm kicking these heads, I feel like a punter. Pull up and block, and we hop out the sprinter. Two of my G's got booked for a temp. You try to ride, that shit last attempt. I'm blocking these niggas, I feel like Sean Kemp. You know how much money design I spent. These bitches is hoes, I can't cuff them. They steady lying, think I'm dumb. I came from the trench where shit get dumb. These are Mary Jean, Dean, regular denim. I get the money, then I invest. Always feel up on check, on check. This is that purple I sip. Always switching up on kicks, on kicks. My nigga got booked for a brick, a brick. Niggas that real, but they really be fake. Since I was young, I been getting this cake.
Niggas.
Russia is taking after Hitler. Why? Because they believed in Hitler. That's like a hero of them. You know what I'm saying? And you think they quiet? No, they was rebuilding and shit like that. I believe they was rebuilding. Whatever was over in Russia, they kept in Russia. Nobody couldn't go into Russia.
Nobody can go into Russia.
America. You could watch America on TV, on social media and all that. You can't do that with other countries.
Right.
Or they can't talk.
You can't look at China. And stuff like that on social media like that. You can only look at certain things.
Us on social media, you don't.
Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Unless you would have went over there, or unless you would have seen one of them walking into social media.
White Chinese people.
But it's not.
It's not.
You gotta go on like history and go like deep down and all these videos and sites just to see. Black Chinaman or something like that. They don't show none of that stuff like that.
If you go over there, you probably see him.
Exactly. They don't exploit themselves like how American people exploit themselves.
They're exploiting us, not themselves. That's what I'm telling you.
Right. They're exploiting us. Right?
They're keeping us over here.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right.
Because you see where everybody at, right?
We the reality show. Just like that South Park joint, that episode, and they want you to start recording. We need to stop recording. Like, ain't nothing wrong with social media, but we need to stop recording what's going on in these streets.
Man, we all just
they need to stop recording Kensington. They need to stop recording all that dumb shit.
But that's still in America, though. It ain't gonna stop in America.
That's our hood.
Technology, in a sense. Like, that shit gonna kill us.
Right.
Because we're not gonna be able to control it for long.
Shit.
Who's telling me about
that? And the email address. That's your mark. Your email address. How much shit do you get through your email address, nigga? Think about it. Not just social security, your email address.
Yeah, a lot of times people ask you for your email address. That's the door. But what they ask for in your email address.
They know your profile. Listen, they can off your email, just off your social. They don't know nothing off numbers. They know off your email address because it's a social. They learning how you think. They learning how you talk. They learning how everything going on off of the email.
No, it's off your phone.
Listen, your email is connected to your phone. Let me ask you this. How come when you go search for clothes, you go search for items on the network or whatever, like that so-called network. You go on Facebook, the clothes right there on the clothes. How they grab your mind like
because
that?
Because they selling your information.
How they knew that? How they knew what I wanted? Now they gonna put it on Facebook. I just went on Sex Fit for that Versace belt, and now that Versace belt is on Facebook. What type of shit is that? Bombarding shit is that? That's really bombarding.
Now that shit do be reading your mind though.
It tells you, and then when you every time I talk. My phone cut on. Why my fucking phone cut on? I don't be talking to Siri. Hey, Siri. Now, everybody's phone's about to cut on. Hey, Siri.
No, you got to do it with your voice.
Yeah, I know what you talking about, though.
Everybody's phone's cut on and shit. Oh, I be like, bitch, I ain't talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you. I didn't even say Siri. I didn't even say nothing. And then one time I caught the bitch recording my every word I was saying. Real rap. She was recording and she was writing it down on the phone. Shit. I said, this is some crazy shit. She wrote down everything. Don was right there on the chair. I said, Don, look, the phone just recorded the whole conversation and wrote down everything I said about drugs. Real rap.
We them people that you see on TV. Make us take them pictures for the news. Now say cheese. Yeah. Now say cheese. Make us take them pictures for the news. Now say cheese. Oh.
We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into.
Let anybody take your man. Be proud of our heritage. Somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
You buy a person. That's what we talk
about. A lot of rappers and
I feel like I'm a part of. Put this on there. I feel like I got committed to the state, so I feel like I'm a part of the man. So the man ain't gonna touch me because I'm committed to the state. So I'm not owned by, you know, my mom, my dad, none of them. I'm committed to them. So if I get locked up right now, I'm going straight to them. But right now, I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the man got me. God got me. You know what I'm saying? The man, long as I stay on this side of the line, I'm cool with the man. You know what I'm saying? Long as I don't cross that line with the man, I'm cool. Long as I keep my head up, look around, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I'm good, not hurting, no harming nobody, or robbing nobody. I'm cool with the man. I'm a free fucking slave. Real rap. I'm free. You know what I mean? Once I cross that line, I'm you know what I mean? I got the man on me. You know what I mean? I got housing on me. You know what I mean? I can't live, man. I feel good right now. I'm free. Because back in the day, I was doing a lot of shit. You know what I mean? So now I'm free. You know what I mean? I'm not on probation no more. Did you forget that I'm not on probation no more? Did you forget? They gave me 6 years for it. He say, she say.
Damn.
6 years probation.
Damn. I walked all three.
He say, she say. This bitch shit, I held her hostage in the crib with a gun to her head. That's some crazy shit. I said, bitch, where?
Go ahead.
There is a God. Real block talk, there is a God. That's real block.
But now who you talking about, though?
What?
You talking about your master.
No, real block talk, there is a spiritual God. You know what I'm saying? If you can listen to your spiritual enter spiritual body, yeah, and them talking to you, God talking to you, or his angels talking to you, you will live longer. That's why they say if you live too fast, you gonna die. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a real true saying. If you live this world too fast, you gonna die. Cause anything can happen. A car accident. You not thinking like anything. But if you cautious and you stay steadfast, you know what I'm saying? You will see everything more so coming. You know what I'm saying? So like, I really do believe that God is real. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when Naeem was 3 years old, I was laying in the bed with one of my bitches and shit, and I got up and God got me up like I was a motherfucking, like I was like, I just got up like this, like, I don't know, like I was possessed, and I went into Naeem's room and I sat on the bed and I asked myself, but not asked myself, I didn't talk out loud, I said, why am I in his room? And something said, an inner voice said, look in his mouth. And if I didn't look in his mouth and didn't listen to that inner voice, I believe Naeem would have been dead. You would have choked off of that. You had a radio antenna. No, you had an antenna in your mouth. An antenna off of, it either looked at like off of a radio or off of a TV antenna, the metal piece. You had it in your mouth, just peacefully sleeping. It didn't even look like you had anything in your mouth, Naeem. You was just like, and I opened your mouth. I did like this.
I'm over here smoking la la la. La la la. Yeah.
La
la la. We smoking la la la. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Mello on y'all? Ball so hard, there's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah.
We smoking some loud packs, don't got time for.
for that quiet shit. Need to get something off your chest, say it with your chest. Lil nigga, Kevin Hart ass, lil niggas, cause your egos get any bigger. Maybe I should minimize it, so I could get the picture. Can the picture get any scary? No horror movie, just horror bleed. These niggas ain't doing it right, that's the new horror scene. Got these boys at the rice, call that the new murder scene. And if I don't murder them, then they gon' murder me. Balls are hard for your team, understand I say your team. If the goal is win to win championships, best believe we need those rings. Most of you don't know me, but say I'm more like the old man. Guess I gotta show them, more pure me holy. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Mello on y'all? Ball so hard, there's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah.